see. Aha. All the signs indicate that a traveler will appear underneath my tree today. What a fine day it is, too. Not at all a bad day to be traveling. Although it is a shame that not many people come by this way nowadays. Especially since they laid down a new road for carriages on the other side of these mountains. And not many people believe in nature spirits anymore. I must take this opportunity to interact with the traveler, so that one day they can tell their children and grandchildren stories about how they met a very lovely willow nymph in their travels. What a story that will be! The traveler should appear right about now. It's not the tree talking, silly. It's me. I'm over here, on this side. No. Don't be startled. No, you're not dreaming. You do look like you've had a very long day. And could use a bit of rest underneath the branches of my willow tree. It's nice and cool under here. That's okay. Stare away. I suppose you have never seen anything quite like me before? I am a dryad. My body and spirit inhabit this tree. How long have I lived here? Let me think. A few decades, I suppose. Willow trees do not live as long as many of the other trees, but they live very peaceful and free existences by the riverside. That's right. I really am not a human in costume. The traveling theater does not come this way. Come closer. Just a bit closer. See? Not human, am I? You may touch my arm if you like. It may feel like flesh, but it is not. Some parts of me do look quite human, I will admit. Why, thank you. Nobody has ever said that to me before. Sometimes us dryads do wish to be human. Freedom of movement. But when I think about it carefully, I would still choose to spend my life here, beside this river. I choose peace over adventure. And There's not much for us dryads to worry about, except for maybe those woodsmen. But they don't really come this way. This place is very overgrown, and not suitable for any sort of development. My, I am sorry for talking so much. You look weary from traveling. Which way are you headed? Oh, you have quite a long way to go then. If you are willing, you're most welcome to set up camp here today. You can trust me to ensure your safety against bandits and the like. Sure, you can stash all your belongings over here, just underneath these roots. I must apologize. The ground is not very comfortable to lie down on, but I can take care of that for you easily. Watch. I am growing some patches of very soft and plush moss for you. Why, yes. This is an ability that most dryads have. All of us tree nymphs are able to command nature in small ways. We can't grow a full forest or anything like that, but we are able to command the growth and life cycles of plants that live in close proximity to us. This patch over here will very soon become your pillow. And the soft fluffy bits below it will become a mattress that you'll be able to lie down on. Keep growing. Keep growing. That's the way. Yes, it may seem like magic. And it looks like I'm making something grow from nothing. But that isn't really what's happening. I am simply speeding up the process of what is possible. The moss spores already exist in the soil. I am simply stimulating them with my energy, which causes the moss to grow. There we are. Lie down. Make yourself comfortable. Here is the blanket from your bag. Let me put it on top of you. I I greatly admire your fortitude, traveler. The path you took to get here must have been filled with many challenges. I guess you are headed towards the Eastern Mountains. Aha! If you don't mind me asking, why did you take this path? You see, there are many superstitions and stories about this place, and most humans avoid it. I see. You were taking a shortcut. I too have heard that the villages beyond these mountains are filled with very interesting people. I hope you find the person you're looking for. You're welcome to close your eyes. Or you can look up and watch the willow branches swaying while you listen to the sound of the river as it flows by. The water from this river flows down from the mountains, and there is very little farmland around here, so the water is not tainted by livestock. It is safe to drink from. Listen carefully, my dearest traveler. Do you hear that? The music coming from the water. It's the river nymphs. I consider them to be my sisters. They help me out often, especially when it has been raining very hard. They redirect the water whenever there is a storm, so the willow trees growing in this area do not become damaged. It seems that they are in an excellent mood this afternoon. Whenever they are, they start to play their music. Those river nymphs have saved quite a few humans from drowning in this area. However, be sure not to anger them, because if you do, they might just sweep you off your feet. I am familiar with this tune. I have fallen asleep to it many a time. Oh yes, of course. Us dryads sleep as well. We sleep at night, and sometimes during the day in the winter time. Oh yes, there are many different kinds of nymphs. I am a dryad, specifically one that is tied to this willow tree. Although these days, it is quite rare to find nymphs who are willing to show themselves to humans. It is very easy for us to hide in rivers, flowers, and trees. Well, it just seems like there is less and less room in the world and in the human psyche for nature spirits such as ourselves. The more your world seems to industrialize, the less people listen to the landscape and the less they tune in to all the living things around them. It is a shame, but whenever we sense that there is a human who still believes in magic, we show ourselves because we know we will be accepted by them. It is our hope to live in harmony with mankind. Though I know you're one of the friendly humans, I would not have showed myself to you otherwise. I just wish there were more people like you in the world. I forgot to ask earlier, but are you too hot or too cold? I can move these branches around so that they cover you, or I can move them out of the way. You would like to watch the clouds for a bit? Of course. Here you go. This is a lovely time to be cloud watching. I can see a cloud in the shape of a tree. Okay, I mean it is a bit of a stretch, but if you use your imagination, you can see it too, can't you? And that one over there. It looks like you, a traveler with a backpack. And just to the right of it, that collection of clouds looks like the village that you're heading to. What do you see? Sheep. The question now arises, do sheep look like clouds? Or do clouds look like sheep? That's a great answer. You are a very smart human indeed. But I am sure you can do much better than that, traveller. What else do you see? A mountain range? And what about over there on that side? A flower? And a butterfly. A knight wielding a giant steel sword. A cat licking its paw. And look, a bird with its head tucked underneath its wing. Yes, yes, human, I see them too. There's a long streak of brightness beyond the clouds. Do you see it? It is the path left by the air elementals, sylphs. They are very large beings, but are able to condense themselves all the way down to human size. They're not naturally humanoid, though, as many depictions make them out to be. In fact, most of the time, they're not even visible to the naked eye. But they are shapeshifters, so they can pretty much take on any shape that you can imagine. I see that your eyes are starting to close. Rest now. You already looked like you were going to fall asleep when I first saw you a couple of minutes ago. Rest with ease, traveler. No harm shall befall you. If you listen very carefully, you'll be able to hear tiny wing beats. Do you hear them? No? Your left, about halfway between your head and the upper branches of this willow. You will not be able to see them. Those wing beats belong to tiny fairies that live among these branches and leaves. Their bodies and wings are somewhat reflective, just like mirrors. They are always reflecting what is around them. And combined with their small size, they are very difficult to spot. But listen. They are very curious about you. When you fall asleep soon, they will no longer be shy. They like warm things, so I would imagine that once you fall asleep, and they know they won't be caught, they will come and rest on top of you and join you in your peaceful slumber. Rest well, humans.